This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Cab on Air, a program where we talk about the hot topics that we see at Cab. Citizens Advice Bureau, your rights and how you can get help to support you and your whānau.
Today we are highlighting groups whose main focus is the support of women. Now we know that wahine or women today still have struggles relating to gender equalities, children, violence and health. In Christchurch, we're really lucky to have many wonderful organisations that support our community. And today's guest started one such organisation, where women support women. Today we welcome Hannah, and she is going to talk to us about Aotearoa Multicultural Women's Association. Welcome, Hannah.
Hi, tēnā koutou katoa.
It's really great to have you on board. And we've not had someone who's actually been a kind of a founding member of an organisation before. And an organisation that, funnily enough, is just kind of next door to the office that I work in.
So we should say hi next time.
We definitely should. And what I really want to start with is just asking about what made you come up with this idea of starting this kind of group and how has it evolved?
Okay, so I saw the challenges faced by migrant wahine, so and myself as a migrant wahine, especially in terms of integrating into New Zealand society. And I wanted to provide a safe and supportive space for us to connect, to network, to learn new skills, and to also get opportunities in terms of jobs. So over time, the group evolve because we listen to the needs of the wahine and work to provide the services and support that will help them thrive. So we are currently not aware of any other groups that provide a very, what I would call like a boutique service because it's a small group. And what sets us apart is that we are very community-led, we are a grassroots organization, no funding currently. I started the organization, but we are formed by a group of multicultural women from everywhere, and they have experienced firsthand barriers faced and basically firsthand experience in the community in New Zealand. And so I established the group to provide support to all this wahine and to take pride in our diversity and our exceptional skills that we hold as a community. So the women are from all different cultures. So they're not just from one country or speak one language. So because everyone is from different parts, we have people from Africa, we have people from South America, from Southeast Asia, Asian, the big Asian continent. We have Kiwis, Pacific Islanders coming in. So it's really a very, very like a melting pot.
A really big mix. And interesting that you started as one.
Yeah.
So how did one become that many?
So
what did you do? What's the secret?
Because I'm not a shy person, so I just went on and like found people. I guess it started because I met a few people. Oh, it's a funny story. So when we were buying a house, this was back in 2019. Me and my husband, we let go of our rental too early before we actually got a house. So we met this Nepalese lady called Yani. Shout out to Yani. And then for Yani, and she shares an Airbnb. So we stayed with her for a few weeks, actually. And that was when I found out about all the work that she was doing in her Nepalese community. And the one thing that I realized was that she and her husband are both Nepalese, and they have stayed in New Zealand for 30 years, but they couldn't get jobs. But she started this group called Sisters for Sisters for the Nepalese community. And I thought that this is actually really interesting, but we should expand it to beyond one group. So this will actually help in terms of speaking in English as well. So what happened was I talked to the Nepalese community and I said to them, sorry, the Sisters for Sisters, and I said, I'm going to expand this group and include other people. And because I'm Muslim, I actually advertised it on Facebook into the Muslim community. And then I can't remember how I met the South American ladies, but one of the South American ladies just took it, like she joined us, and then she started posting it on Facebook for her South American community. And South America is huge, like huge. So they just started coming, and then we have Africans coming, and then now we have Asians coming, and we also have the help of Hornby Community Centre. So Hornby Community Centre has been the Hornby Community Charitable Trust has been like the main sponsor for this program. And because they also have like done outreach through Linda and Satadi, their community activators and community managers there. And they got their residents to come in. And so it kind of just grew. And now we have like people coming in and out. Sometimes some of them, they no longer come, but they're in touch with us. So because they got jobs, yay for them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's great. So they will come sometimes in the evening when we have like socialization sessions. So kind of like organically grow on our WhatsApp group where we actually, that's where we kind of like post, like update people and just to keep in contact with those who are no longer coming to the sessions regularly. It's quite noisy. It's like 50 over people. Like 60 people, yeah, it can get quite crazy sometimes, but no, it's really awesome. So yeah, so our focus again, like, is to provide support to Wahine like us and utilizing the exceptional skills that exist within our community.
Perfect, because you have three purposes. So one of your purposes is empowerment. Mm-hmm. You've got integration into New Zealand, and then is it psychological support?
Yeah.
Wait, so what made you choose those three goals?
Okay, so these are what we assess as the biggest needs for the Wahine from the migrant community. So the women often face isolation because sometimes they come with their husband because their husband got a work visa, and they come here, they have no family support, which they usually would have at home. And they feel quite lonely. Some of them, they come by themselves, like me. Like, just came on, like, packed my backpacks, came here, no friends, nothing. And some of them, maybe it's for other reasons that they feel isolated. So they may also have, like, a lack of resources in terms of what is available to them, knowledge, difficulties navigating systems, and in particular, assessing jobs that are relevant to their qualifications and skills. So, for example, I know of a lady from Argentina who's a vet, or who was a vet in Argentina. And when she moved here, her husband or her partner got a job that was, both of them were vets, but got a job that was related to what he was doing in a farm, but she didn't. So she became a farmhand or a gardener and things like that. All her medical skills are no longer
quite common,
use.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So, and we have nurses who are like that. So I do have a friend who has now left New Zealand. She's a nurse, but she was facing a lot of barriers here. So her husband got a good job at Synlait, but both of them decided to leave because she couldn't get any. And they went to Canada, and she's a nurse. And we need nurses in New Zealand. So those are some of the barriers that the women face. And oftentimes because of this, they feel so, it's debilitating and demoralizing for them. And it can get quite depressing for a lot of them, which is what we do. So we provide support. We can't give them jobs because we don't have the jobs, but we provide them the support to let them know that they're not the only one experiencing this. And we also hold like, CV writing skills, cover letter skills. We get a lot of people from different organizations like to talk about the job opportunities in New Zealand. In our WhatsApp group, we also share about like what jobs are available outside. And what I've done in the last like year or so is that I've provided opportunities for these women who aren't able to find jobs to actually volunteer for us. And and what will happen is that I'll provide them the reference. So they need that New Zealand, that elusive New Zealand experience.
It's that old circle of you need experience to get a job, but you need the job to get experience.
Yes.
And so you're trapped in this kind of circle of just not being able to do anything. So that's what a wonderful, wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, no, it's been great. So I think a lot of the women, I mean, quite a number of the women have had jobs. And the oldest one, this is amazing.
She's so these are your success stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this lady, Gaylin. Hi, Gaylin. She's like 70 something. She came here with her children, but quite a while ago, and she sold her business in China. She can't speak English very well when she first came to us, and when she started coming to us, she started learning English because she had to communicate to everyone. But she was like, her daughter and her son-in-law got a job in Auckland. So they left, but she didn't want to move to Auckland because she said Christchurch is awesome. So she didn't want to leave Christchurch. So she stayed in Christchurch, but it was very isolating for her, which was why she started joining us. And I think she was feeling a bit like bored and not finding anything to do. And she joined us for a year. And then one day I met her at Pioneer Recreation Center because I was going to the gym and she just left the swimming pool. And she said, oh, I'm not coming to your sessions anymore, which would probably be quite sad for a lot of people. But I was quite happy because she said, I got a job. And this is a woman who's in the 70s. And I'm just like, whoa, that's amazing. If that's not a success story, I do not know what to say. And she was so happy because it gave her that opportunity to showcase what she can do. And also makes you feel useful because a lot of people, what happens is that when they don't have a job, they feel like they're not contributing. And so it's quite demoralizing. So this was like great. And we have had many other women with similar success stories, but she's 70 something. So like,
that's
awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So you're kind of providing kind of job seeking support, the CV clinics. You have people come in and talk to your groups. And then you've got a kind of social side. So tell us more about kind of the activities that some of your group get up to. And you say they're quite loud. And I can say, because my office is nearby, and I hear the laughter and I hear kind of what's going on. I'm always like, it always sounds like everyone's having lots of fun. So what? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we always have, so aside from the English communication classes, which is not focused just on grammar or like all those boring things other places might be doing. We focus a lot more on socialization, so it's quite fun. And then we also have those fun activities like baking, jewelry making, mental health workshops. We're going to be holding a walking group as well. Sometimes we hold walking sessions. So we're going to be doing the Littleton, Casby Reserve. That whole walk. And we have dinner socials. We hold basic theory of Maori workshops as well. And so the events and activities, they are designed to be welcoming and inclusive. So what is more welcoming and inclusive than having fun, right? So we don't want people to come in and go like, oh, I'm never coming again. You know, not every activity will be for everyone. I really struggle with doing knitting.
don't we all?
But I had we had Ken Beat from Ken Inspire coming in, just two sessions for jewelry making, and I really like loved that. That was really fun. And we do a lot of collaborations with different organizations, so they get to try different things.
And so, who comes up with all of this? Have you progressed into now you've got a kind of the group kind of almost self-organizes a lot of your activities, or are you still kind of spearheading a lot of it?
I think I would say it's like 50-50 between me, Linda and Satari from Hornby Community Care Trust. So Linda and Satari, they have been like really awesome. They come up with a lot of craft activities, baking activities. I usually will be the one that bring in other organizations. This is only because of my all other jobs that I hold.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about that, haven't we, off it? About the full-time job and the other other charities that you do. So we'll talk about those a bit later.
Yeah, so all this means that all these other positions that I hold means that I get to meet a lot of people. So when I see them doing something like really awesome, I'm like, hey, can you come? Like, but Ken Beat, for example, they reached out to us. They saw us on Facebook and they were like, hey, we've got funding. We can do this for your ladies. And so they came twice. We had jewelry making twice. I was so fortunate because, you know, as a founder, I get to come for both sessions. So I got to make two sets of like jewelry, which is great. And we try to be as inclusive as possible for this kind of events. Where they can learn skills because they can actually sell this jewelry. So we have a lady who has just attended the jewelry making sessions, and she is not currently on ACCE because she got into an accident. She's a migrant woman, and because of that, she can't really do the job that she was doing. She was in construction before, so that's a lot of heavy lifting that she no longer can do. And I told her, why don't you start a business? I mean, you're really good at this jewelry making thing, so. She's actually going to start this, explore this whole idea of doing a business by herself and maybe jewelry making because she's really good at it. And she said that she wants to volunteer for Ken Beat as well because she really enjoyed it, which is really awesome. So introducing these women to all these opportunities that they may not otherwise, you know about, I think it really helps them feel at home and empowered at home and connected in their new place.
Yeah, you're providing not only kind of a network of people, but a community and a home, which is just lovely.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. We have people coming in who's just been here for 3 months. We have people who only plan to be here for a year, like this this lady from Korea. So she came in to just give her children a one-year opportunity to study in New Zealand. Like an OE, but for young kids. And she joined our group, and now she's leaving, which is really sad. And she said, I wish I don't have to leave. But that was the plan because her husband is in Korea. But she was like, if I hadn't met you all, I wouldn't have, you know, been thinking about staying in New Zealand. So, and I can say that I think we've provided a lot of positive experiences because even those who no longer come to our sessions regularly still keep in touch with us and have socialization sessions. And most of the time, if they now have a job, whenever there's an opening or they know of job opportunities, they will share with the group, which is really great because these are the kind of network that the women need. And also to see that it might take longer, but there are success stories. It will happen. It might just not be immediate. Mm-hmm. So do not give up. We just might need to work 3 times harder, but, you know.
Yeah. So can anyone come along to your sessions? How does someone get involved?
So any women, anyone who identify as women, can join Amwa by reaching out to us through our social media channel. So you can look for our website as well, www.amwa.org.nz. Look for us, Aotearoa Multicultural Women Association, on Facebook. And then just reach out to us via our social media channel. You can email or you can phone. I am the person answering the email or the phone, so, but I have like 5 other things that I'm doing. So I might not reach out immediately. If you text me, I'm more immediate. So text me. We welcome women from all backgrounds, any age. We welcome children as well. So if it's like you can't find a babysitter for your 2-year-old kid, just bring them. It's fine. Any background, we are always excited to meet new members. We meet every Tuesday morning from about 10 a.m. to midday at the Hornby Community Centre, 8 Golding Avenue, at the Hornby Library. And we sometimes hold socialisation sessions in the evening as well, but that is depending on if we get a room and how many women and so on. We have a very busy WhatsApp group, as I shared before, where we provide updates. We are trying to get funding now that we are in our 3rd year and expanding quite phenomenally. And I can no longer do this on my own. So that we can have more sessions and book some facilities without relying on free facilities, which is what we're doing now. As well as maybe hire a part-time coordinator or community activator to help me with the coordination of the of all the events and the activities and stuff like that. So currently our morning sessions is sponsored, like I said before, by Hornby Community Centre, and they also collaborate with us, and they have been absolutely amazing. So yeah, but I think it is time that we have a bit more funding so that we can, or any funding, because we have never had any. Yeah, so that we can actually expand and reach out to more women.
So if someone's listening and they would like to support you, do you accept donations, or is there any way that someone can support you in this work that you're doing?
I try not to get donations as much, except for the participants. So if you're like participating and you want to donate like a few dollars, I'm like, that's fine, because that covers our resources. But I don't like to hold a lot of money, because there's a lot of responsibility on me. We have recently started so I have like another lady now who overlooked the bank account with me, so that it doesn't look as if all the money is going to me. So it's a bit more, there's a bit more accountability on our end. But if you like to support us, there are a few ways that you can get involved. Volunteering is always one. We always need volunteers to help us run events, to help us organize events, look for events, design events and activities. And we also appreciate assistance to help us get funding. So rather than donations, if you can sit down and do funding applications, I'll really appreciate it, because it takes a lot of time. And any assistance to get us as self-sustainable as possible, that would be better. Because I don't like to really rely on funding as much. So we have been quite self-sustainable for the past few years, except that now we're expanding and we really need funding to cover the cost. But if we can get self-sustainable by maybe providing workshops that are paid during like holidays or something like that, where then this profit can then be used to pay for a coordinator, that will really be great. But if someone has any idea, that would be awesome. We welcome people in our leadership team. So currently that's me, but I now do have a few people who are helping out in the leadership team. And additionally, spreading the word about our services, that would be great. So you can help us reach out to more women. And we're a volunteer-run organization, so we rely on the support of the community to continue doing the work that we do. So really, any help will be great. Come and check us out. We're at Hornby Community Centre. Have like coffee, tea. If you don't like it, you don't have to come again.
I don't think you'll have many people that will come and then go away and not come back from.
Yeah, I mean, and Linda and Sitali always provides like really great like kai. So
I can vouch for that. I see the plates being put out.
Yeah. So they're really awesome. Yeah. So I mean, like, could not have done it without Hornby Community Care Charitable Trust. I mean, they have just been great. Hornby Rotary as well. So Hornby Rotary has actually sponsored some of the activities for us, where it costs an upward of like $500 to $800. Yeah, so shout out to Hornby Rotary.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in. And yeah, it's just amazing what you've started and how it's growing. And yeah, we wish you all the best for the future with your group.
Thank you so much for having me here.
So if you're keen on seeing more about Anwar and, joining Hannah and the gang, then you can go onto their Facebook page. You can contact them via text. on 0273595313, email hannah@amwa.org.nz, or head over to the website www.amwa.org.nz.